now we head to Florida. Eric Norrie is the man's name. He's already been struck by lightning and survived. But now, kick a man when he's down, he's been bitten by a shark.
Oh my gosh.
The Florida man once survived a lightning strike. He's recovering now after being bitten by a shark while vacationing in the Bahamas. He tells MyFoxTampaBay.com from the hospital where he is awaiting a skin graft surgery that he owes his survival to his strong faith in God. Norrie was bitten July 29th while on vacation with his family in the Bahamas. He went spearfishing to catch some dinner, was standing in about 5 feet of water when the shark struck. And all of a sudden, I felt this crunch on the back of my leg, he says. And just as I looked back, he was just finishing his bite and ripping and swimming off.
Ugh.
And you could see a piece of my leg in his mouth. .. Norrie's wife and four daughters witnessed the whole thing, rushed to his aid. It was a reality as soon as I saw red covering the water, his wife said. A doctor vacationing from San Diego was able to help Norrie to shore. He was flown to the Miami area hospital. He will need multiple skin grafts, but he is expected to recover. And again, he's been struck by lightning.
Yeah.
Now he's been attacked by a shark. Stay away from water.
Yep.
Don't go outside. Maybe just hang out in the basement for the rest of your life.
Or maybe live
because
in
it seems like someone's out to get you.
Yeah, live in a much colder climate.
Yes, I understand he's saying his survival is based on his strong faith in God. But maybe God is just messing around with you at this point. Oh, you survived the lightning strike I sent for you, huh? I don't think you'll survive Jaws. Oh, you did, hey? What's going to happen next to this guy?
Wow, yeah.
Nuts. This story from the Capital Times. Childhood obesity rates improved in 19 states or territories, but Wisconsin wasn't one of them.
No.
According to a report released yesterday from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the report showing changes in rates of obesity in low-income U.S. preschoolers from 2008 to 2011 indicates that 1 in 8 of them are obese. The CDC said that overweight or obese preschoolers are 5 times as likely as their normal weight counterparts to be overweight or obese as adults. I guess that makes sense.
Well, it does, but these are preschoolers and they're already obese.
Yeah. Now, after decades of rising, preschool obesity rates started to level off between 2003 and 2008 nationally. Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, they were among the states that saw rates decrease in the most recent period of study. In Wisconsin, the percentage of obese low-income children aged 2 to 4 climbed slightly from 13.6% in 2008 to 14% in 2011. That wasn't determined to be statistically significant, although it is an increase. But yeah, statistically, eh.
Right, but still, it's not a good trend.
We know it didn't decrease.
No, and that's, yeah. That's,
whatsoever.
That's the direction we'd like to be heading.
And again, this is from 2008 to 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened in 2012 and 2013?
Years, yeah.
I'm guessing in 2014 we'll get another one of these studies,
mm-hmm.
and we'll see exactly what's happening here in the
state.
Well,
I think all you have to do is sit down for a while where there's a group of people and do a little crowd watching, and you'll see that the trend probably is not going down.
Yeah. 825 with Mike and Matt.
WTAQ News Talk Sports.
Fox 11 forecast, the big news still on last night's storm as we have lots of reports of damage, power outages, power lines down, and just a lot of problems. And we'll continue to keep you updated throughout the day, especially some of the roads that are closed and maybe reopened later and where the power is going to be put back on. For today, though, these clouds should be out here, partly sunny, pleasant, 77, and a couple more days of sunshine tomorrow and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it's cloudy and 61 in Green Bay.
825 with Mike and Matt. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is worth $425 million.
So should we buy a ticket or two?
No one's really talking about that.
Yeah, really? I guess because we're getting kind of used to it. I mean, what was the record? That was over 600.
Yeah. Now, the odds of winning the Powerball jackpot are about 1 in 175 million. You have better odds of becoming a Hollywood star, 1 in 1.5 million. Hitting a hole-in-one on consecutive par 3 golf holes. That's 1 in 156 million. You have better odds of being struck by lightning, like the dude in Florida.
Uh-huh.
1 in 1 million. Being attacked by a shark, like the dude in Florida. 1 in 11.5 million.
What about being attacked and getting lightning? I wonder what that odd is.
It's not good, I wouldn't
think.
Maybe
this guy will win the lottery. Maybe things will turn around.
You also have better odds of dying by asteroid.
Oh, really?
1 in 18,000. Hmm.
Wow.
That's too good of odds.
When you think about it, yeah.
Hey, Eric Norrie in Florida. Like I said, don't go outside.
It might be a good point.
The asteroid is next.